The Bureau of Ocean Energy Management funded the study, and it's a study that aims to inform the management of renewable energy. So they're interested in understanding how electromagnetic fields from cables might impact or affect the benthic organisms. And their renewable energy industry is it's just recently had its first offshore energy development deployed earlier this year. So with the advent of that growing, then it's important for them to understand how these things might influence the marine organisms in the sea.
And which marine species that you're looking at, and why?
Yep, we were looking at the American lobster, Homarus americanus, which is a migratory species. It's also an important commercial fishery, worth a lot of money in the US. And we also looked at the electrosensitive species, and we used a model, the little skate, which is Leucorrhiza erinacea, which is a good model species for elasmobranchs.
From your point of view, how BC cable can affect marine species?
Well, we're still trying to analyse our data, so we can't draw many conclusions from it yet. But what we're interested in finding out is whether or not the electromagnetic field would change the animal's perception of the Earth's magnetic field in terms of a migration, if that is indeed how they manage their migration. And from an electrosensitive point of view, we'd be interested to find out if the animals spend more time exploring a cable than they do the surrounding area, which could potentially be like if they were to confuse it as a food source, since that's how they quite often detect their prey.
What is the short-term and long-term application of your study that you can see?
Our first step and what we're trying to do just now is to determine whether or not there's an effect in the animal's behaviour to the in response to the electromagnetic field, and that will help us inform future designs of studies to understand whether or not those changes in the behaviours are important, and eventually further down the line understand whether or not it's an impact that needs mitigation. So further down the line, if we were to find that there was an influence and it was something that needed like mitigation, then by doing these types of studies to inform industry and those that manage the industries, then we might be able to place cables in more environmentally responsible places. For example, if there was an electrosensitive species that had a nursery ground in the same area that a cable was likely to be deployed, then it might make more sense to deploy it in an area where it wasn't going through the nursery area. And in that way, not disturbing an ecologically important ground.
Thank you very much.